Are you a speech language pathologist or occupational therapist who is feeling the squeeze of high caseloads and limited support? Wondering if maybe private practice is the answer? Well, let's talk about it. Join me for a free training on May 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we will explore what it really takes to leave the schools and start your own private practice in 2024. We're talking about the ability to have a flexible schedule, choose your own clients, create your own caseload cap, and uncap your earning potential by leaving salary ladders and scales behind so that you can finally earn what you're worth. Join me for a free training on May 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we will explore what it really takes to leave the schools and start your own private practice in 2024. We're talking about the ability to have a flexible schedule, choose your own clients, create your own caseload cap, and uncap your earning potential by leaving salary ladders and scales behind so that you can finally earn what you're worth. Don't just dream about having better work-life balance. Make it your reality by starting your own private practice. To register, just head on over to privatepracticetraining.com right now and sign up, and I'll see you there.
So this is one of my favorite episodes of the year. Today, I'm going to be sharing my private practice predictions for 2024. And specifically, what I'm going to talk about is how to thrive in a changing economic landscape. In today's episode, I'm going to make three big predictions that you're going to want to know. I'll give a hint for one of them, the importance of diversification of income. So whether you already have a private practice and you want to make sure that you're set up for success, or you're planning on starting a private practice this year, make sure you listen to the whole episode.
I'm Jenna Castro-Casbon, speech-language pathologist, business coach, and creator of the Start Your Private Practice system. And I'm on a mission to turn stuck SLPs into successful private practitioners. If you're tired of dealing with high productivity requirements, high caseload sizes, and low pay, it's time to take control of your professional, personal, and financial life and finally get the freedom, flexibility, and financial abundance that you deserve by working with private clients in your own practice. Join me here each week as I share tips, best practices, and inspirational interviews on the Private Practice Success Stories podcast. If you're a private practitioner or one in the making, you're in the right place, so let's get started.
All right, welcome to the first episode of the new year. I cannot believe that it's 2024 and that this is episode 251, which is pretty cool. When I first launched this podcast back in 2019, I was hoping that people would be interested in listening and also be willing to be guests. And let's just say that I have been completely blown away by our guests and our listeners. And I'm very proud to be filling the gap in private practice education for speech language pathologists and occupational therapists. Now, some of you may not know this, but I've been doing this for a long time. I started my own private practice back in 2006, and then I started the Independent Clinician, my business education company, back in 2008. So if you've just heard about me in the last few years or even few months, I have longevity in this space, and with that comes perspective. And today, I really want to share this perspective with you to help you navigate your next year of private practice. I tell my students in the Start and Grow Your Private Practice programs all the time about how business isn't something that you learn once. Just like you're a lifelong learner for clinical education, it's important to invest in being a lifelong learner for your business education. And one of the reasons is because this landscape of private practice changes every few years. And you need to be prepared and know how to navigate the ups and downs, the feasts and famine cycles, and different positive and negative trends when it comes to things like finances, marketing, hiring, and more. So I know what I'm talking about. And no matter where you are in the private practice journey, I know that the information that I'm about to share can really help you. Before I get into the predictions, I want to give you a quick update on our programs and how we plan to support even more private practitioners this year. So last year, we rolled out the brand new curriculum for the Start Your Private Practice program, and our students are getting even better and faster results. Module 3, our marketing module, helps people get their very first clients quickly and then start to build their initial private caseload. On average, our students are getting their first client within a few weeks of trying and then getting up to their first 5 clients within about 6 months. How do we know? Well, just like you track data for your clients, we track data for our students. So when people get their first client and their first five clients, they let us know and we ask how long it took. This means that not only are they getting set up and started and seeing clients quickly and easily, but they're also recouping their investment very quickly. Those who have started their private practices and want to shift into full-time private practice without working full-time hours are upgrading to the Grow Your Private Practice program so that we can work with them and their practice to make more and work less. The way that we work with people to achieve this is by first helping them fix their finances so that they're financially strong, helping them set up time-saving systems, learning how to diversify income streams, which I'll talk about later, and then hiring clinical and non-clinical team members so you can take off some of those hats and finally start delegating. We've had thousands of SLPs and OTs come through our paid programs, and we're proud of how we've changed the landscape of private practice and truthfully helped make sure that our students' practices are successful, sustainable, and profitable. If you are overwhelmed with starting or growing your private practice, please reach out for our help. If you had a health problem, you'd reach out to a doctor. If you have a private practice problem, previously you haven't had anyone or anywhere to reach out to, but not anymore. Let myself and my team work with your business so that you don't get burned out or want to burn it down. Please visit independentclinician.com to learn how we can support you this year. Now let's talk about some predictions that will help you navigate the coming year as a private practitioner or one in the making. In today's discussion, my insights are deeply connected to the current economic landscape. I often steer clear of focusing too much on the recession in our conversations. My goal has always been to be inspirational, but as a business leader dedicated to guiding you toward financial success and growth in your private practices, I believe that it's essential for me to address the economic realities head on. We're all about transparency and empowerment here, so let's tackle these financial challenges together and explore how they impact the journey of starting and expanding your private practices. So the first thing I want to talk about is the shift toward lifestyle private practices. I want to shine a light on a trend that's taking off in the world of private practices. More and more SLPs and OTs are starting by dipping their toes in and seeing clients on the side, but then they're shifting into private practice full-time, but without working full-time hours, and starting what I like to call lifestyle private practices. Lifestyle-based private practices offer incredible flexibility, allowing private practitioners to control their own schedule, choose their own clients, and really manage their finances in a way that aligns with their personal and professional goals. Remember how in the episode last week we talked about the overwhelming exhaustion that many SLPs and OTs are facing in traditional settings such as schools and hospitals? Things like skyrocketing caseloads, understaffing, and stagnant paychecks are pushing many to explore more fulfilling options. And that's where private practice comes into the picture. Not just as an alternative, but now it's becoming a preferred choice. And here's the interesting thing. We're not just seeing SLPs and OTs starting small private practices on the side and staying part-time indefinitely. Since the onset of COVID, we've seen a significant shift instead. Now, clinicians are rapidly moving from launching their private practices on the side to going all in and starting these flexible, lifestyle-oriented private practices. They start with a handful of clients, experience the joy and fulfillment of making a direct impact, and then either stick with a lifestyle private practice or build from there to have a more traditional brick-and-mortar practice with employees. In our programs, we've witnessed this transformation firsthand. People join the START program and we help them get their ducks in a row and get their first client, and then something amazing happens. They catch the private practice bug. And now they're eager to transition from part-time to full-time much sooner than they initially planned. And why? Well, because they see the potential. The potential to not just earn more, but to create a practice that truly reflects their vision and values. As they grow, they start looking for more structured ways to expand. And that's where our Grow program comes in. It's designed for those who are ready to make their private practice not just a side gig, but their main gig, and do so without overworking. No matter what you choose, it's all about creating a practice that gives you the freedom, financial independence, and most important, happiness. So whether you're starting with a lifestyle private practice for the initial flexibility, or you have your sights set on a traditional private practice, know that the private practice journey is fluid and that the possibilities are endless. It's all about creating a private practice that's perfect for you. Hi there, Jenna Castor-Casbon here, and I hope that you're loving the episode so far. Chances are you've been listening to this podcast for a while and soaking up a ton of information from myself and our guests, and it's time to make the shift from dreaming to doing and go from inspiration to implementation. Successful private practices don't build themselves. At The Independent Clinician, we help regular SLPs and OTs become successful private practitioners using our proven systems. No more guessing, no more Googling, no more sleepless nights stressing about legalities. We can help you just like we've helped the guests featured on this show. They didn't guess or stress their way through private practice. Instead, they got step-by-step help along the way, and we're excited to help you too. If you need help to get set up and started with private clients on the side, the Start Your Private Practice program is perfect for you. If you've already started and you want to transition into full-time private practice and be successful once you're there, the Grow Your Private Practice program is your next step. To learn more about our programs, go to independentclinician.com. Now back to the episode. Okay, the next thing that I want to talk about is positioning your private practice in a changing economy. What I'm about to share is crucial for those of you who are running or wanting to run private pay practices. When you have a private pay practice, it's all about positioning your practice. And yes, while that may sound a little corporate or fancy, it's incredibly important. Positioning is essentially how you market your private practice, influencing why someone would choose your services over another's. Let's think about this through a familiar analogy, grocery shopping. Imagine Whole Foods versus a more budget-friendly grocery store in your neighborhood. Whole Foods isn't just about buying groceries, it's an experience. It offers organic products, high-quality items, and a certain lifestyle appeal. On the other hand, a budget grocery store focuses on affordability and convenience. Both serve the same basic need, providing groceries, but they attract different customers based on how they position themselves. Now, apply this to your private practice. Are you like Whole Foods, offering a premium service and perhaps specialized therapies? Or are you more like the budget-friendly store, focusing on accessibility, efficiency, and value for the money? It's not just about being expensive or affordable. It's about the entire experience that you're offering. This concept of positioning is crucial because it directly affects who walks through your door. If you're finding that potential clients are showing interest but not following through or even ghosting you, it may be because your positioning isn't clear. Said another way, they may not fully grasp the unique value and experience that your practice offers. So to my private pay private practitioners out there, I want you to reflect on this. How are you positioning your practice in the marketplace? Does your practice stand out in the way that you intend? And if you're finding this concept a little bit challenging, don't worry. In our programs, we dive deeper into understanding and articulating your unique positioning to make sure that you're attracting your ideal clients and that people stop ghosting you. Okay, the next thing that I want to talk about is diversification of income and why, now more than ever, diversifying your income streams in private practice is not just a smart move, it's essential. The world is changing rapidly, and with these shifts, it's crucial to have multiple streams of income to ensure stability and growth. In our Grow program, we work with private practitioners to set up a variety of income streams like contracts, coaching, consulting, courses, camps, and more. Each of these income streams not only adds to your financial security, but also brings a richness of your experience and service offerings. For example, school contracts are a fantastic way to extend your reach and impact, and frankly, make more money. While consulting can position you as an expert in your field, and yes, command higher reimbursement rates. Alternatively, offering things like lower-cost parent classes can give you a way to interact with your community in a way that is less expensive, but still allows you to make money. Diversifying your income means that you're not just reliant on one source, but you have multiple channels contributing to your growth. And adding to your income can help you weather the storms of the feast and famine cycle. So those of you with existing practices should prioritize this in the coming year. So those are my private practice predictions for 2024. As we wrap up today's episode, let's take a moment to reflect on what we've covered. For those of you who are just starting private practices, know that having a lifestyle private practice is not only a great option, but an increasingly popular one. Start with private clients on the side and then decide if you want to go all in on your private practice. I'm happy to help you with the legal aspects of getting set up and started the smart way. For those of you with established practices, 2024 is your year to rebuild and reinvent your practice. Embrace the changes, explore new technologies, and stay attuned to your clients' evolving needs. For everyone, remember, diversifying your income, adapting to economic shifts, and smart hiring are your stepping stones to growth and success. I hope that you're feeling as energized and excited about the future of private practice that I am. My word for 2024 is evolve, because it's all about evolving with the times, simplifying complexities, and thriving in our practices. I also want to take a moment to say thank you for listening and being part of this journey and part of the private practice movement. If you want to work with us to start, grow, or scale your private practice in 2024, please visit independentclinician.com and or don't hesitate to reach out to me on Instagram. I'm at Independent Clinician. I love hearing about your dreams and would love to talk to you about how we can make them a reality. So here's to a phenomenal year ahead, and I'll catch you next week on another episode of the Private Practice Success Stories podcast. Till then. Well, this episode might be over, but we don't have to say goodbye. Head on over to independentclinician.com for resources that will help you at each stage of your private practice journey. If you're on Instagram, let's connect. Follow me and send me a DM. I'm at Independent Clinician. And if you're on Facebook, make sure that you join the SLP and OT Private Practice Beginners Facebook group. All right, off to help more regular SLPs and OTs become successful private practitioners. Let me know if I can help you too.